from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. When the St. Louis Board of Public Service approved a conditional use permit for a proposed data center near the Armory in Midtown, it propelled the city into a debate that has stoked enormous passion around the country and throughout the St. Louis region. To detractors, data centers are environmental hazards that prop up unpopular artificial intelligence technology. But others, including St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer, see them as an economic development opportunity that could provide much-needed revenue for local governments. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer, though, is not completely sold about the process in which this data center was approved or whether the concessions were enough. The First Ward Alderwoman joins us now to talk about her reaction to this deal and why data centers seem to hit a nerve with the public. Alderwoman, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you so much for having me.
You had a lengthy Facebook post reacting to the Board of Public Services decision on this data center near the Armory. What prompted you to speak out, especially since this is not in the beautiful First Ward of St. Louis?
First and foremost, a lot of my residents in the First Ward care deeply about data centers in the city of St. Louis in general. But secondly, I'm a member of the Planning Commission, which is currently working with planning staff in the city of St. Louis to develop regulations to move through the process and get in place before any data centers are permitted.
And what is the Planning Commission for people who may not be familiar with that entity?
The Planning Commission is an advisory body to the city of St. Louis and works with planning and urban design staff and zoning staff regarding recommendations for planning decisions in the city of St. Louis.
You mentioned your constituents caring a lot about this project. What has been the general reaction among people in your ward?
Just like in the entire city, there's a lot of different opinions on data centers, and there's a lot of different sides to this, a lot of different stakeholders. So some of the people who have been most vocally against data centers live in the First Ward, and some of the people who are trying to make the data centers happen live in the First Ward. So it's something that I hear about a lot from many different stakeholders on the issue.
And we cannot peer into the subconscious of all those people. And I really was about to say I wish we could, but I really don't want to know.
You got too much to do.
I have too much to do. Why do you think there is so much public outcry and interest over data centers, whether it be in St. Louis, in Festus, in St. Charles, or anywhere around the country?
I think the number one concern people have around data centers is the environmental impact of data centers, as well as things like, will these affect their utility bills? Will they affect how much they're paying for energy and what energy needs exist within the grid? And then there's things like the tax revenue, the jobs created, the ability for a data center to create vibrancy or make vibrancy go away in areas if they're done poorly. So there's just so many different things to think about.
Now, not all data centers are built to support artificial intelligence. There's been data centers. I kind of vacillate between data and data, obviously, as you'll hear in this conversation. But there's been data centers for years, and they're just not as huge as these ones are. But I think another concern is they are now associated with artificial intelligence, which I'm going to be brutally honest here. A lot of people despise and think has really no utility or value to them and could eventually be used by corporations to justify getting rid of jobs.
I think that's already happening.
Yeah. Do you think, is that another thing your constituents are talking about, or is it mainly environmental concerns?
Absolutely. It's all tied together because these bigger data centers that use more power to power things like artificial intelligence are using more energy and causing more environmental harm. So it's not just that, you know, terrible flyer that you see that looks like every other flyer now and is just too many things to say about the vegetables wearing sunglasses. I think we're all done with those. It's not just that, but it's also the jobs that could be lost and are being lost by artificial intelligence coming in.
I've been alive long enough to see large amounts of data that used to be in large containers, and they're now in small containers. Like, the amount of data that is in my iPhone used to require a gigantic tower that was in my bedroom with a computer monitor. And I think the concern here is that these huge data centers, which are these like large warehouses, could be obsolete really quickly if technology improves and you could put as much data in a warehouse as it takes to like fill a bathroom. So has that also been a concern of yours? And do you see anything about this particular project where that's addressed?
I think that is where you talk about the vibrancy of a community. If you think about vacant large buildings in the city of St. Louis, it's one of the things that is the most challenging for neighborhoods and you know, downtown in particular. So it's not something that I want to build into the city for the future. And I think is definitely a big concern.
I think one of the counter arguments you often hear from people who are maybe more bullish about data centers is that we use digital technology every day, whether it's social media or spell check or transcription software. And I think they also say that these things are going to be built somewhere and that St. Louis might as well be one of the places that reaps any potential financial benefits of it. What do you have to say to that argument?
I think that's an incredibly important argument. I think we have to think about St. Louis participating in the moment and the future of data technology, and knowing that this is a use that people have is something that's very relevant to the conversation. What I think the counterargument to that, and not even the counterargument, but something to think about at the same time, is the conditions that are placed on this use in the city of St. Louis and in the region in general to make sure that people are benefiting from this use, that there is not a drain on resources, that there is not undue burden placed on the people of St. Louis, and that the people who are putting data centers in, the people who are benefiting from them, and frankly, making a lot of money off of the technology, are doing their part so that this is a benefit to everyone and not just the wealthy.
So before we talk about some of those conditions, I do want to just kind of demystify this process for our listeners. What is the Board of Public Service, and why is it an important body when it comes to this data center process?
The Board of Public Service is made up of leaders in St. Louis that range from people like the Water Commissioner to the President of the Board of Public Service, which is a department, a division in the city of St. Louis. And they're city employees who make decisions about the permits that are issued, contracts that go forward. It's a very multi-part board. But in this case, for the Armory Innovation District, their role was to approve or deny the conditional use permit, which was put in place as for all data centers by Executive Order 92 and Resolution 111. Is that any data center right now in this current time that wants to move forward in St. Louis would have to go through the conditional use process, which is a permit that is approved or, again, denied by the Board of Public Service.
I think what was surprising about this outcome for me, even as somebody who is pretty clued in about how St. Louis city government works, but is not like so clued in, I know everything, is I would have assumed that this sort of project was something the Board of Aldermen would have had to say yes or no to, given that when you look at other data center proposals around the region, it's either a city council saying yes or no to it, or a county commission saying yes or no to it. Is there a role for the Board of Aldermen to ultimately play for any aspect of this project?
The answer is a little bit complicated, as probably you expect, based on that question you just asked me. So the role that the Board of Aldermen will play in data center regulations going forward is that once the Planning Commission adopts regulations, it then moves through the Board of Aldermen for approval. I believe that the Planning Commission should adopt regulations, they should be approved through the legislative process, signed, I hope, by the mayor, and they should move forward in that way, in that consistent, standard way for any data center that wants to do business in the city of St. Louis going forward. This process with the Armory Innovation District is happening outside of that process right now because it is only regulated under that executive order and resolution 111 that put in place this conditional use process for any data centers that are going or trying to open in the city of St. Louis before regulations are in place. If you remember, this was in lieu of doing a moratorium, which frankly would not have had the votes to pass the Board of Aldermen at the time.
You mentioned in your Facebook post that you received the conditions on this data center hours before the vote on the Board of Public Service was slated to take place. And that was notable to me because one of the common themes we're seeing with a lot of these data centers is kind of these deals pop up very quickly and there's often a vote very quickly. I want you to kind of explain why you felt not being in the loop on this, especially as a member of the Planning Commission, frankly, kind of rubbed you the wrong way.
Sure. So about a month before the vote of the Board of Public Service, they did have a much shorter list of conditions in front of them for approval or denial of the conditional use permit. If you remember, myself, the mayor, other people said, you know, don't vote on those. Let's wait. Let's take some time. And in that time, it sounds like different stakeholders of the project were able to meet and work through different conditions that they would accept on the project. I was not necessarily a part of those direct conversations, and I think some people also feel like they were left out of those conversations. And then the morning of the vote, I got a list of a very different set of conditions. And I will say off the bat, very importantly, these conditions improved enormously from what was first presented to the Board of Public Service. So huge improvement. I think that's very important. A lot of very good things, a lot of very important things to consider are part of that permit. And I think this planning and zoning staff and members of the mayor's office and people who talked about this, even the project team deserve credit for that. But I was able to read through it in that morning at it around, you know, I think 9:30 a.m., just an hour before we had a Board of Aldermen meeting. So I didn't pay a ton of attention at that Board of Aldermen meeting, I'll be honest with you, at that moment. But, you know, and then I had the opportunity to read through it. I saw right away that there were five or six things that I had been talked about having in the regulations, which should be in place, and they were missing from the conditions. So I suggested them. I put that in my post as well, but I suggested some of those things were incorporated, at least during the discussions, during the meeting, were talked about and said to be incorporated into the permit. But, you know, then members of the public, experts who weren't involved in those conversations around setting those conditions, weren't able to have the time to offer additional conditions or perhaps ask questions about certain parts of those conditions and the wording and how strong it is or not strong it is in some cases. And so I don't think they were ready to vote on it, which is why I asked the Board of Public Service to continue to pause for more time. And now we're at the point of seeing what happens next with if there's an appeal or not.
From reading the press release from Spencer's office, there are an awful lot of things that were conditioned here. Before we get to some of the other ones, I do want to hone in on the $15 million for pedestrian infrastructure, which you pointed out is not something that is necessarily a done deal right now.
No, it's not written into the conditions at all.
Yeah, can you talk more about that?
So the thing that is in the condition is the very last set of conditions talks about community benefits agreements and that the project would need to have one. It doesn't give a date certain for that. It doesn't even explicitly state that they can't get any other permits until that is done, which I think is a very important difference between what is being talked about in the regulations for data centers and what is listed in the conditions here. So it also specifically calls out a board that conditional community benefit agreement would have to go through, being the LCRA board, and again, not the Board of Aldermen. So, you know, that is a specific direction and pathway for this project that has not been established as the consistent pathway for any other projects going forward.
The other things that were in these conditions that are notable is they're not seeking any tax abatements. There's public disclosures of tenants under most circumstances, I think, except for national security. There's a lot of things that have to do with how much power and water they used, which are pretty technical things, but include like a closed loop system and air-cooled chillers to minimize water consumption. I think from reading a lot of those things, my first reaction was this is a lot of conditions, and it does kind of dovetail with this seems like a better deal than maybe it was initially done. So what's your take on those types of things?
Absolutely. I think there are some really wonderful people working on this project. And, you know, one of my constituents is actually a member of the team working on this project, and he's one of the most thoughtful people I know. And I think that they should be applauded for the coming to the table and working so hard on it. I will point out that in the conditions passed, it does not say that they will not seek tax abatements. That would be in the community benefit agreement, which has not been agreed on yet and has just been kind of suggested. It has not been passed, to my knowledge, unless I'm missing it. But that is something that is still to come.
But a tax abatement would have to be voted on by the Board of Aldermen, though,
yes,
right?
Would.
And do you think there would be any support for that?
I think there could be.
Yeah, there could be some, but can you count to, what is it now, eight? Basically?
There's actually, it's been hard to count to eight on data centers, the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, we weren't able to get to that number for even introducing a bill to have a moratorium even discussed at the Board of Aldermen.
Spencer has also said that that this data center could end up generating tens of millions of dollars every year for the city and St. Louis Public Schools. Did you get a sense of how this project will generate revenue? I mean, I have some ideas, but what have you heard about that part?
Largely from taxes, tax benefits that could exist to the city of St. Louis for having such expensive equipment located in the city of St. Louis, and the upgrades that would need to occur to any building, really, that they go in, or a new building, or, you know, buildings that aren't paying taxes, then they are paying taxes. All of those things are true, and I certainly hope they're true, and that would be realized by any project like this. I believe also in the community benefit agreement, which again has not been executed to my knowledge, it talks about specific investments of cash into the, you know, different programs in the city or different things that could benefit the city greatly.
And I know that Mayor Spencer has faced a lot of criticism for basically coming out in support for this, because I know how passionate people are about data centers. But I guess if you're in her position and you're looking at the possibility of a police board extracting tens of millions of dollars more every year than she wants, and you have a shrinking population, and you ran on a platform of "I want to make city services better," you may see an opportunity like this to get the needed revenue to accomplish a lot of the goals that you want.
Mayor Spencer is in a tough situation here, and I think that she is being very thoughtful about this issue. And you know, one of the things that I think can be just true of elected officials is, you know, you're going to be making someone mad all the time, no matter what you do. And you have to be able to be comfortable in that place, because that's what leadership is making hard decisions. So I applaud her for taking positions and listening to the constituents. I do think that there are so many stakeholders in this conversation. There is not one, you know, overarching only viewpoint on data centers. There is not. And if you think there is, you're only listening to one side of the story, or you're living in an echo chamber, and I think you should get out of it as soon as possible, because that's not how communities work. But putting all that aside, this is something that does take a lot of thought and a lot of different people at the table. As I said, the conditions that we saw presented to the Board of Public Service after the public comment portion of the conditional use process were very limited. They talked about almost nothing that's in the conditional use process, the conditional use permit that passed the Board of Public Service. The improvement is incredible. And I want to give a shout out to people like Alicia Russell and Miriam Keller, who work for the City of St. Louis, who are listening to everyone. I can't even tell you how many hours they probably spent on this. And a lot of their work was reflected in the conditions that were put on this project. But I think when the regulations, the draft regulations that the Planning Commission is discussing are posted soon, you'll see that there's more that could have been put on this project, because there's more that's already being discussed by many other stakeholders and, frankly, the people who are supposed to be making the decisions in the city of St. Louis for how things are zoned and how the permitting process should happen for this use.
You mentioned appeal. Is there anything that can be done now to prevent this data center from being built, or is it basically a done deal at this point?
So there is an appeal process for any conditional use permit that is approved by the Board of Public Service. You appeal to the Board of Adjustment, which is a separate board, and then they would decide whether or not to basically send it back to the Board of Public Service for further discussion, and you know, or they could say nope, they agree with the approval. And at that point, if you don't agree with the Board of Adjustments decision, you would be able to appeal to the court. So there are those two steps that could happen before this is sort of a done deal. There is a time limit. I believe it's a 30-day time limit. So you know, I'm not sure what will happen in that sense right now.
Ann Schweitzer represents the first ward in the city of St. Louis, which includes the neighborhoods of Carondelet, Holly Hills, Patch, Bevo Mill, and Boulevard Heights. Alderwoman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
This episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Jason Rosenbaum.
Podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.